This is Hugh Downs. I'm here to help demonstrate a new time-saving device invented by the star of the new Tonight, Jack Parr. It's the Parr All-Purpose Tonight Interview, guaranteed safe. Well, I'll show you how it works. Here's my first question. Jack, I understand that you're really sharpening up your selling technique for the new Tonight and have even been seen along Madison Avenue taking notes. Would you care to comment on this?
When you've got a bear by the tail, you have to go where the bear goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, I know there's a great deal of enthusiasm among your staff about the way tonight's program plans are shaping up. Now, just what is happening?
When you've got a bear by the tail, you have to go where the bear goes.
Yes. The point is well taken. Now, just one more, Jack. You realize that a great many prospective Tonight advertisers will hear this. Now, if I were a Tonight client, what would you say to me?
The motor is running and the mixture is rich. We're going to vigoro your business. July 29th is the date. We've peeled off the bark and the sap is running.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
When you've got a bear by the tail, you have to go where the bear goes.
I thought so. Well, that's the new Jack Parr for the new Tonight. You'll see it on NBC TV Monday through Friday from 11:15 p.m. to 1 a.m. New York time, playing before a live audience at the Hudson Theater in New York City. And that's where Jack Parr is at his best, before a live audience. And to give you an idea of what I mean, we've asked Jack to put together a few excerpts from his past performances. And here they are.
We're all unnerved, you know. This life that we lead in this century and all, it's a tense life. And we're all have our problems of tensions. For instance, my wife is a very neat person. I love her, but she's very neat. She's the kind of a girl that cleans up before the maid comes in. And, well, I'll tell you, if I take off a tie, she grabs it and hangs it up. If I take off my jacket, she grabs it and hangs it up. That's the way she is. But the other night, about 3 o'clock, I got out of bed to get a glass of water. And when I came back, the bed was made. Now, that's unnerving, you see. That's very unnerving. And, I suppose it's the tense times we live in, and the army has had its effect on all of us. That sad story this morning in the newspaper, it got me all upset. This soldier, it seems a soldier, this poor kid, he returns home only to find his wife has remarried. The soldier, the sad thing was that he had only gone to the drugstore for cigarettes. And that was what was so depressing. What I'm about to do for you now, on my word of honor, is to read you some fluffs that were actually made on the air within the last year. Believe me, this is true. A well-known announcer was announcing a top show by saying, in this manner, he said, "The United States Steel Hour, presented by the world's largest producers of magnesium, aluminum, and stoom." But this is a funny one. On a recent dramatic show, a chorus girl... was bragging to her girlfriend that she once had a beautiful apartment on Park Avenue, but she no longer lived there because the lease expired. But it came out this way with great sincerity. "I had a beautiful apartment on Park Avenue for 2 years, but then the louse expired." Gee, you're a wonderful audience. My favorite one is on Joyce Jordan, Girl Intern, a daytime serial story. And this poor little actor was in surgery, and he says, "Scalpel, suture, hypodermic needle." And then in Kansas City, about 2 years ago, there was this poor, unfortunate guy. He was announcing that agricultural farm show out there, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the show has come to you from the annual stock and cattle show from Kansas City, Missouri." I've noticed that the great comedians that I have seen on television are nostalgic. They're all such sad little people, and they're so sad. They remember the past, Hammersteins and Ziegfelds. I don't know whether, I don't know about those things. But if it's nostalgia and memories you want, I have memories. May I give you my memories? I remember when automobiles were painted all one color. They don't paint them like that anymore. I remember Gino Prado, Horace Height, Dagmar, They don't make them like that anymore. I remember Margaret Truman when she was still looking. I remember when only one president of the United States had a Gettysburg Address. I remember straight chairs and contour people. I remember Howard Johnson when he only had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. I remember when every family had a simple garbage disposal unit, a large, hungry Airedale. I remember cooperative apartment houses. Now you have to sneak your girls in. But most of all, I remember Mama. I always called her Mama. I never knew her first name. My saddest and most depressing memory of all, I leave you with now. The Great Depression was tough. I couldn't get a job. It's next week.
Well, there you have it, a little paraphernalia. And a reminder that The New Tonight starts July 29th. Yes, Jack?
You can lash this one to the mast and let the wind blow.